the show today, we have Denise Gable from Northwest Credit Union Association talking about the latest writing prompt that was sent in called Gone Fishing and how it connects with credit unions. You got to check this one out. And you guys just had a conference as well up there in the great Northwest. How did that go, just to kind of kick things off here?
It did. We called it MAX, and Maximizing the Human Potential. That's
like
where it starts. And the whole theme was, you know, people, real people in this new movement. Well, it's not a new movement. It's a regenerated movement.
Yep.
We call it People Helping People. It was fantastic.
Good.
Yeah. Went great.
Glad to hear it. And so from our very first conversation, like a month or so ago, you are calling on people to send in writing prompts, and you're going to write essays, chapters, or whatever, and kind of add to this book of knowledge that you're putting out there. And one of the writing prompts that somebody sent in was called, "What is the difference between fishing and catching?" And so you have kind of taken that and run with it in your own unique way. And so let's go with it. Let's find out what is your take on fishing and catching?
Oh, that was fun, because you're right. The last chapter I wrote was called Grocery Town. Remember,
yes,
the potato?
I love that.
Don't become a potato.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote that in concert with my niece. So yes, the writing prompt is Gone Fishing. So I took off on that one and I said, you know, there's a big difference between fishing and catching. Both of those have a very different connotation and a different intent. You can go fishing all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Fish don't care.
That's me.
You don't even care if you catch a fish.
Right.
It's relaxing. But I loved the thought of contrasting that with catching, that you've got to be much more strategic, planned, and deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
What's the right body of water? What's the right bait? And what's your strategy? You know, daytime, nighttime. I thought there was a lot more to this notion of fishing versus catching.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And you also talk about, I mean, just, you talk about the scenario if a friend, or in this case, I mean, because we're going to ultimately get to the credit union connection here. But first, we're going to go, you know, what happens if you show up and you want to catch, but your friend shows up and they just want to fish? There's conflict there. So where do we go from here?
There's definite conflict. I thought of three options.
Okay.
You can continue to catch and allow them to fish.
Mm-hmm.
Talent they brought that day. That's where they were that day. That's one option. Two, you know, you modify your behavior to match theirs. So if they showed up to fish, well, then you just modify and you fish too. Or third, hand them a sinker.
Now, a sinker?
Hand them a sinker.
Okay.
And I guess the metaphor there is, don't support them, you know? And, you know, you kind of take the limelight and maybe try and sink that individual, sink the team, sink the organization. I probably already showed my hand. I wouldn't recommend it.
Mm-mm.
It never works.
No.
And, you know, think about the metaphor with the sinker. First of all, it floats down to the bottom pretty quickly.
Yeah.
However, it's tied to a line. And so whoever did the sinking, that's part of your brand. You just did that to your brand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You intentionally sunk somebody else's ship or their efforts, but your name's going to be attached to it. That's all about your brand.
Well, yeah, it's almost kind of like a sabotage type of thing, you know, whether it's indirect or direct. You know, there's ways of doing that, and it's not good for anybody.
No, and it's an intentional choice you make. So I say always bring your talent, always. And so if somebody showed up to fish, but you've got the ability to catch and you've got the right worms, bring the worms.
And perhaps is the other thing is maybe you can teach that person how to catch in a strategic way as well.
Absolutely. We don't assume they must have showed up to fish because of a host of reasons you could make up in your head.
Mm-hmm.
The first assumption is assume they came with right intention. Assume they came because that's the skill they had that day, or you're absolutely right. If you've got the ability to catch, teach them to catch. Come alongside.
Exactly.
And I think that's the bigger win.
What's the old proverb? Teach a man to fish a day, and you fed him for a lifetime. Give a man a fish, and you fed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you fed him for a lifetime.
Uh-huh. So that's where my mind went on this writing prompt.
I like that. Okay, so now let's connect the dots here to the credit union industry. How does it connect to the credit union industry? Because we were talking before the recording, there's a bit of a talent gap in our industry right now, because with the CEO exodus that's happening right now, and then bringing new blood in, there's lots of great people out there, but there's a gap that's happening right now. So how do we connect the dots here?
We connect the dots by being clear on the purpose first. Sometimes our intent is to fish. It's to relax, to settle the mind, to stay open to new possibilities.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. You need to actually modify yourself if you're ready to catch and the organization's just at a place to fish.
Mm-hmm.
That's your modification to make in credit union. The other thing is, if the organization needs to be more actively on catch, whether that's new talent, new products, new services, staying relevant, and maybe your colleagues are in a fish, there's your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Teach them to fish. Teach what you know and be able to share what you know, because then all of us rise.
Yep.
Credit union, our members, the community, no matter what your organization, that's the challenge for you, is to teach.
Yep, indeed. Yeah. And that's, what that ultimately promotes is your credit union being a primary financial resource for anything financial. And that really propels you to a leadership position.
Well, and you know, that makes me think about not just colleague, where you and I started, but now think of that bridge over to member.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your member may be coming in just to fish and find out, you know, what's this new body of water called a credit union?
Yeah.
And you're saying, well, there's my opportunity to teach them more about this that's so special that they've never experienced before.
Yep. And what's the credit union doing to catch that new prospective member, or even that member to cross sell or whatever, you know? So,
yeah.
Wow, there's a lot of directions we could take this, Denise.
Exciting. Oh, well, maybe we ought to invite another writing prompt.
Yeah.
This came out of Trish Shermott sent this writing prompt.
Okay, cool.
But you know, maybe we ought to invite some viewers to send you another one.
Do a monthly writing prompt and see where this goes. This is fun.
Hopefully, I'll get the book finished.
Exactly.
Finished, I'll be on stage talking about the book.
Exactly.
More importantly, you know, people. That's my passion. It's innovation and talent development, mentoring. So if we can help more people mentor each other for change and inspire each other, the world would be a much happier, better place.
I totally concur. I want to wrap this up in a nice tidy bow, getting back to your conference and then talking about 2017. Based on what was said at your conference, because there was a lot of good content there. I was reading online and looking at the agenda, all that type of stuff. Great stuff there. How does what was said there kind of dovetail into 2017? How do we keep this? I mean, Ukrainians have a really nice little momentum shift going on right now. How do we keep that going into 2017? And we can even bring in the whole fishing and catching aspect of it as well, just based on your views.
For 2017, I think we've started this at the national level and rolling it all through our movement for credit unions. I think it's to celebrate the credit union difference. Step into it, catch it in yourself. If you haven't already caught it, catch it.
Yeah.
You know, or frankly, allow yourself to go fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
But catch this credit union difference. Make a difference in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Bring others into the movement who haven't heard about credit unions before.
Mm-hmm.
It's special. And there's no reason for us to apologize. There's actually reason for us to get more vibrant in telling the credit union story. Right.
I agree.
I think that's the thing for 17.
Mm-hmm.
You know, connect with others and let them know about this special thing that's called a credit union.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. And I think there's a keynote presentation in there somewhere, especially with the fishing and catching aspect of it. I like this. So
I'll actually be at the lending council next week. I'll try it on these folks, see what they think.
I think it'll go over quite well. All right, Denise.
I'll make some improvements. Mike, thank you for what you do to influence drive change.
Oh my gosh, this is such a pleasure and honor for me to do this type of stuff, because we do have such a great story to tell, and to take something like Gone Fishing and to really connect the dots to how credit unions work is such a really cool thing to do. So I enjoy it. So I'm talking to folks like you and getting the great insight and the wisdom that only makes us better is always a pleasure. So it's fun. Thank you, Denise.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And let's get more writing prompts out there for more keynotes and finish that book.
More writing prompts. Thank you.
You're all right. Thanks again, Denise. Appreciate the time.
Okay. Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.